This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter Brimelow, author of Alienation, one of the books that really kicked off the national immigration debate in this country. Peter is also a former senior editor both at Forbes and National Review, and he runs the website vdare.com, which closely follows the immigration debate. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you, Greg.
Well, what we're seeing here, for those who aren't completely distracted by healthcare right now, is that certain members on Capitol Hill and even the president, they do want to kick off the immigration debate this year and get something done before the midterm elections. What do you make of that timing?
You know, it's the most incredible thing because they've had paid a high price for this healthcare thing, and that's going to be nothing compared to backlash against an immigration amnesty. But nevertheless, the president appears to be determined to do it. At least he's making determined noises. I think maybe it's partly his own, you know, he feels the need to do something for the Hispanic organizations, which are so keen on it. Hispanics as a whole are not keen on it, according to polls, but the professional leadership is, so maybe he's trying to do something for them.
In terms of what we know the president wants, he's thrown a couple of ideas out there in terms of basic principles. He wants a path to citizenship, of course. He does want folks to pay a fine, get to the back of the line. We've heard those catchphrases before. What type of actual policy would we be looking at if he gets his way here?
It looks exactly the same as it was before. It's fundamentally an amnesty. And they have no room for maneuvering because their own illegal immigration enthusiasts are fanatical.
And
so we're basically about to fight over the same ground again.
Peter, this is an issue that won't fall exactly along party lines. You already have Senator Lindsey Graham, who was actually trying to get the president kick-started on this issue. Of course, John McCain has been a strong advocate of this type of policy in the past, and others who like cheap labor to be available in this country. So given the already lopsided majorities in favor of the Democrats, is there any way that you see this bill getting derailed if, in fact...
I think they're going to have a terrible time getting it through. And one of the signs of that is, in fact, they can only get one. They've only got one Republican sponsor right now, Lindsey Graham, who's a scalawag from South Carolina. Nobody else appears to be willing to step up to the plate on it. And that's completely different from the situation that obtained when George Bush was president because, of course, the White House was able to muscle a lot of Republicans to go along with it. It isn't so much that the Republicans are keen on this, but the Chamber of Commerce is keen on it. The big donors are keen on it. But I don't think that I think we're going to have much more trouble getting this thing, out of the starting gate than they did last time.
The argument for the supporters of reform is probably going to sound a lot like what we're hearing on the healthcare debate, and that's that the system is broken and the status quo is unacceptable. So we have to do something, and so we have to have this comprehensive approach. What do folks need to know even before they start hearing all that?
Well, for the first thing they need to know is we're 15 million Americans unemployed and 8 million illegal immigrants holding jobs. So if we could get rid of those 8 million immigrants, we could perhaps halve the unemployment rate right off the bat. That's the big difference between this amnesty and the last two efforts. Right now, there's enormous unemployment, and it's obviously, you know, at the point where the administration and Republicans don't know what to do about unemployment because the stimulus package has failed. But the obvious thing to do is to actually have an immigration moratorium and increase the number of jobs available to Americans. That's the environment is much worse than it was for them last time economically. The other interesting thing that happened, Greg, is the numbers of illegal immigrants in the country has actually diminished quite a lot because a lot of them are simply going home because of the job situation. So what this tells us is that these immigrants are not, these illegals are not here to stay. They're quite capable of moving out. We knew that already, of course, but the amnesty enthusiasts didn't want to admit it. But now we know that, in fact, over time, attrition works, and economic attrition and enforcement, attrition back through enforcement work, and we can reduce the illegal immigrant population a great deal. And that's very important, because if they're amnestied, they're immediately eligible for a whole range of government programs. So amnesty is going to be very expensive to the taxpayer.
Peter, in addition to an immigration moratorium while our economy is in the tank, what other provisions do you think need to be in here?
Well, they have to be cut off on the legal side. Immigration has to be cut off. The legal immigration has to be cut off. But the other thing is, a much more serious enforcement. I think we should look at the revisit Plyler versus Doe, the decision which made illegal immigrant children had to be educated at local expense, because that's costing a lot of educating immigrant children alone is costing the states a great deal of money right now.
You don't think it's likely to pass. What about the Democrats on this? Are they feeling as politically vulnerable as the Republicans are?
I think they're very fed up about it. There's a lot of Democrats here. You know, the curious thing about last election was a lot of Democrats ran to the right of the Republicans on immigration reform. They pretended to be tougher than the Republicans were on immigration reform. And that wasn't difficult to do because John McCain is an appalling candidate from an immigration point of view, and the Bush administration made a catastrophe. His position on enforcement was actually worse than the Clinton administration. But now that that's gone, those Democrats don't have any cover at all. And I think we'll find that they're going to have difficulty getting them out of the trench as well.
One of the ideas that we've heard associated with this debate as it starts to kick off here is the idea of a biometric card so that every worker in America would have this card. It's got your DNA and other key material that identifies you and only you as the holder of that card, and therefore you're okay to work. Anyone who doesn't have that would have to be denied work. Is that a step in the right direction, or is that a privacy problem? Is that a forgery problem? What do you say on that front?
I'm sure it's not a forgery problem. I mean, you know, we have very complex credit card operations going on across the country all the time, and the banks seem to be able to make it work without being crippled by forgery. But it is a privacy problem. I agree completely, and it's one of these examples of, you know, when you have a bad problem, you get in a situation where there are no good solutions. If we didn't have this illegal immigration, we wouldn't have this invasion of privacy. Somebody once said that war is the health of the state. You know, the state grows stronger if there's a war going on, and I'm afraid that legal and illegal immigration is the health of the state as well. It just makes the state more and more invasive.
Peter, from your experience, would employers actually demand that? We know that some of them try to obviously work around the system for cheaper labor.
I think they would, particularly if it was tied up with taxes, with the IRS. You know, employers generally not afraid of the INS, the old immigration department, but they are afraid of the tax authorities. So the way to get at them is, you know, are these illegal immigrants tax deductible?
We will watch and see just how hard this issue is pushed. Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Peter Brimelow, former senior editor at Forbes and National Review. His book is Alien Nation. His website, vdare.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.